bertemu kembali di Niaga Awal ni. Kementerian Perdagangan Dalam Negeri dan Hal Ehwal Pengguna KPDNHEP akan terus menggempur pihak yang tidak bertanggungjawab menyeleweng minyak masak bersubsidi. Menterinya Datuk Seri Alexander Nanta Linggi berkata, pemantauan pihak penguatkuasaannya akan terus dijalankan di seluruh negara.
Ya, kami di KPDNHEP yang penting itu adalah berkenaan dengan penguatkuasaan. Supaya apa yang telah diputuskan, kita pastikan kesemuanya berjalan dengan lancar. Jadi di KPDNHEP kita ada lebih 2,000 anggota penguatkuasa, di mana seluruh negara ada 72 yang kita panggil ECC, iaitu Enforcement Command Center, yang dapat bergerak pantas apabila ada aduan dan sebagainya.
Beliau berkata demikian ketika ditemui media di Pejabat Perdana Menteri di Putrajaya pada Rabu. Tambahnya, seramai 1,000 pegawai pemantau harga turut akan membantu penguatkuasa di seluruh negara.
Seterusnya, harga runcit produk petroleum bagi RON 97 meningkat sebanyak 1 sen seliter kepada RM4.84 seliter bagi tempoh 23 Jun hingga 29 Jun 2022. Menurut Kementerian Kewangan melalui kenyataan pada Rabu, bagi harga runcit petrol RON 95 dan diesel kekal masing-masing dengan harga RM2.05 seliter dan RM2.15 seliter. Katanya bagi melindungi pengguna daripada kesan kenaikan harga sebenar minyak di pasaran global, kerajaan mengekalkan harga runcit petrol RON 95 pada paras harga siling. Dan juga menurut kenyataan itu lagi, penetapan dibuat berdasarkan formula Automatic Pricing Mechanism APM. Jelas Kementerian Kewangan, kerajaan akan terus memantau kesan perubahan harga minyak mentah dunia serta mengambil langkah bersesuaian bagi memastikan kebajikan dan kesejahteraan rakyat terus terpelihara.
Aplikasi perjumpaan dalam talian seperti Google Meet menjadi penghubung antara guru sambilan dari Yayasan Warisan Johor, the YWG ini untuk terus mengajar seni tulisan had dalam tempoh pandemik COVID-19. Malah ia juga digunakan usahawan kaligrafi had, Muhammad Fahil Sharifi, untuk menambah ilmu seni had bagi mempromosikan jualan cendera hati berasaskan had.
Katanya, selain membuat lukisan had digital menggunakan aplikasi Adobe Illustrator, dia turut menggunakan cara tradisional dengan dakwat dan pensel resam. Sepanjang 2 tahun pandemik COVID-19, jualan frame dan tulisan hadnya tidak terjejas. Malah sebahagian hasil jualan itu dengan wang simpanan digunakan untuk membuka galeri pondok di Taman Bukit Mutiara, Johor Bahru.
Untuk masa PKP memang kita hanya Google Meet saja. Selain daripada kita bagi education melalui Facebook. Macam kita buat had, kita maklumkanlah dekat Facebook cara buat had macam mana kita buat lukisan had, semua kita maklumkan melalui Facebook kita. Jadi kalau sesiapa yang berminat dan sebagainya, masa PKP memang tak boleh kita datang kita punya studio kan, kelas kan. Jadi diorang macam hanya sekadar tak formal, kira dia bertanya dan sebagainya macam itulah. Okey, alhamdulillah macam masa PKP ni dari segi jualan, alhamdulillah, sebab kebanyakan masa PKP tu kebanyakan orang kan online kan, memang dia sentiasa buka Facebook. Jadi meriah jugalah masa PKP tu, jualan sentiasa ada.
Menggunakan media sosial Facebook sepenuhnya untuk jualan semasa pandemik, Muhammad Fahil berkata sejujurnya pendapatannya tidak terjejas dan dalam masa sama terus menguatkan produk perkhidmatannya. Menyentuh jenis had yang digunakan, bapa kepada seorang anak itu berkata dia menggunakan jenis had Diwani, Nasah, Sulus dan Rekaah. Manakala jenis had Kufi akan dibuat secara digital mengikut permintaan pelanggan. Hadnya boleh ditulis di atas kertas, kanvas, papan tanda, banner, cenderamata dan banting. Harga setiap perkhidmatan bermula dari serendah RM5 hingga RM3,000 bagi had atas kanvas. Central Global Berhad, CGB, mengumumkan anak syarikat pegangan 70% miliknya RYRT International Senyum Berhad menerusi anak syarikat milik penuh CIC Construction Senyum Berhad merekodkan keuntungan selepas cukai PAT sebanyak RM12.55 juta bagi tahun kewangan berakhir 28 Februari 2022. CIMB Group Holdings Berhad melantik Chu Kok Wee dan Novan Amiruddin sebagai Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif CEO bersama bagi Perniagaan Perbankan Borong Kumpulan berkuat kuasa 18 Julai 2022. Kedua-duanya akan mengetuai tonggak perniagaan tertentu dalam perbankan borong tetapi akan bertanggungjawab bersama untuk keseluruhan perniagaan perbankan borong. Rizab Antarabangsa Bank Negara Malaysia BNM berjumlah $109.2 bilion Amerika pada 15 Jun 2022. Bank pusat itu dalam satu kenyataan berkata kedudukan rizab itu adalah memadai untuk membiayai 5.5 bulan import barangan dan perkhidmatan serta 1.1 kali jumlah hutang luar negara jangka pendek. Laporan penuh di saluran 501 dan astroawani.com serta dagangnews.com.
Now let's view the discussion between host Brian Fernandez with guest Jeffrey Haley, Senior Market Analyst Asia Pacific Oenda on Asian Midday Market Watch, where he will share insights on regional markets performance and discuss the Reserve Bank of Australia remains tough on inflation and says it will tighten monetary policy, which will help cool rising prices after the end of the year. And focus also on the European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde has reaffirmed plans to raise the ECB's interest rate twice this summer. Let's take a look.
One thing that caught my eye, however, is the RBA this morning saying that it's going to remain tough on inflation. It will tighten monetary policies to help cool rising prices before the end of the year. ECB President Christine Lagarde pretty much said the same thing, and it's going to raise ECB interest rates twice this summer. So they're telegraphing increases already. How does that look for the markets as a whole in Asia?
Well, I think there's two parts to the story. One of them is that it's probably not going to be a great environment for equities, because those two central banks you mentioned, you could probably put a blank sentence there and insert the name of the central bank that's sort of saying that at the moment. Asian economies have been less enthusiastic about hiking. This divergence in interest rate trajectories may end up causing some Asian currency weakness, or more Asian currency weakness into the second half of the year.
Jeff, I've got to stop you there and just ask you, how long can Asian economies hold on? Because there's such a divergence in policy at the moment. And basically, you're going to have issues around imported inflation and capital flight and all these complications that we've seen this movie before.
Yeah, look, I think we have to accept that Asian central banks are by and large much more focused on supporting the post-pandemic recovery than they are squeezing inflation. And we have to remember that Asia is starting from a much lower base of inflation. Now, those pressures are starting to show. We have Bank Indonesia and the Bank of the Philippines rate decisions this Thursday. And it's going to be a very close run decision whether they start hiking, because notably, both of those currencies have remained weak this week thus far, even as other Asian currencies have booked some modest gains as the dollar has fallen slightly. So we are starting to see those pressures creeping through. The Bank of Korea today basically telegraphed that they too would be engaging in a number of rate hikes. Even Taiwan hiked last week as well. So they are starting to play catch up, but at a much slower pace. And as we know, Japan has flatly refused to even countenance it.
All right, major U.S. stock indexes ended down slightly Wednesday, losing early gains tied to remarks by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell that the U.S. Central Bank is strongly committed to bringing down inflation while sharply lower oil prices weighed on energy shares. The S&P 500 energy sector was down 4.2%. The dollar fell alongside U.S. Treasury yields on fears that the U.S. economy could slip into recession after Powell, in testimony to the U.S. Net Banking Committee, said higher rates are painful but are the means the U.S. Central Bank has to slow inflation. The Fed recently raised its benchmark overnight interest rate by 0.75 percentage point, its biggest hike since 1994. And also the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 47.12 points, or 0.15%. The S&P 500 lost 4.9 points or 0.13%, and Nasdaq dropped 16.22 points or 0.15%. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index lost 0.70%, and MSCI says gauge of stocks across the globe shed 0.49%. Investors are continuing to assess how worried they need to be about central banks potentially pushing the world economy into recession as they attempt to curb inflation with interest rate increases. Let's take a look at the market right now on Bursa Malaysia. The FBM KLCI opening this morning at 1,432.53 on the green level right now. But the most active counter right now, if you look at down here, which is led by the YXPM, followed by Data PRP and G Packet. We also have the top gainer this morning, which is the counter for Nestle, KLK, Aeon, and other counters as well. But the top loser this morning goes to SP 500. We have KESM and also the other counters as well. Meanwhile, we look at the S&P 500. Like I mentioned just now, the color is not so favorable this morning. If you look at Microsoft, negative 0.24% dropped as compared to its peers. Adobe increased 0.65%. Oracle decreased 1.70%. Meanwhile, the other technology counter like Apple is basically dropped 0.38%. Google, under the communication counter, added a 0.02%, very small margin there, while Meta is actually dropped 0.76% this morning, and Twitter 0.98% despite the announcement that the board has approved Elon Musk to take over Twitter, and also Amazon under the consumer cyclical is basically added 0.25%. And we look at other industrial and also energy down here. Energy, the red one, is basically on red for oil and gas counter this morning in S&P 500, which is the XOM and other major oil company on the S&P 500 this morning. That's the market for this morning untuk US dan juga Malaysia. Baik, kita akan berhenti rehat seketika selepas ini. Lebih banyak lagi perkembangan terkini kita akan bawakan.